Hello, Audio Journal listeners. In place of our regularly scheduled programming, we bring you the following program brought to you by Audio Journal.
Welcome to Audio Journal's Poets Corner, the program that offers its print-impaired audience and other listeners the opportunity to listen to poetry of people from all walks of life, of those from the distant past right up to the present day. This production is brought to you in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Foundation and Commission for the Blind. I'm Harry, reading with
Lauren.
And the poetry we'd like to share today is poetry based in social justice. And our first poem is an important one. It's entitled "The Hill We Climb" by Amanda Gordon. And I'd like to read you the foreword by Oprah Winfrey in the book, "The Hill We Climb" by Amanda Gordon. They don't come very often, these moments of incandescence where the welter of pain and suffering gives way to hope, maybe even joy. Where a deep distress that has dogged our souls and shaken our faith, so difficult to articulate and even harder to bear, is transformed into something clear and pure. Where wisdom flows in cadences that sync with the thrum of our blood, the beat of our hearts. Where grace and peace in human form take the measure, seeing where we've been and where we must go, lighting the way with her words. She was exactly what we've been waiting for, this skinny black girl descended from slaves, showing us our true selves, our human heritage, our heart. Everyone who watched came away enhanced with hope and marveling at seeing the best of who we are and can be through the eyes and essence of a 22-year-old, our country's youngest presidential inaugural poet. As her words washed over us on January 20th, 2022, they healed our wounds and resurrected our spirits. A nation bruised but whole climbed up off its knees. And finally, a miracle. We felt the sun pierce the never-ending shade. That is the power of poetry. And that is the power we collectively witnessed at the inauguration of President Joseph R. Biden on January 20th, 2021. Oh, made a mistake on the date there. Oh, well, I have to edit that out. The day Amanda Gordon, profoundly presenting her fullest, most radiant self, rose to the microphone, and the moment giving us the gift of the hill we climb. I'll be back in just a moment for Lauren to read the poem.
"The Hill We Climb" by Amanda Gorman. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace, and the norms and notions of what just is isn't always justice. And yet, the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow, we do it. Somehow, we weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose. To compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze, not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promise to glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare. It's because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour. But within it, we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So, while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe, now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation, become the future. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. Every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the golden hills of the West. We will rise from the windswept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rim cities of Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover. And every known nook of our nation, every corner called our country, our people diverse and beautiful will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade of flame and unafraid. The new dawn balloons as we free it. For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
Welcome back. Let's continue with more poetry by Amanda Gorman. I thought I'd awaken. I thought I'd awaken to a world in mourning, heavy clouds crowding, a society storming. But there's something different on this golden morning, something magical in the sunlight, wide and warming. Yeah. We come together with our dreams. We come together with our dreams, daring and devotion. As athletes leaping in motion, an artist launching a moment, we are advocates leading this Black History movement. We are the new generation. Watch us rise. We recognize legacy as opportunity, leadership as our duty. We climb as a community, celebrating our history and creating the future in our own reflection. Each of us is a thread, a connection, heading together in a single direction. We step forward. We all go in. We know becoming the best means raising up all the rest, because victory doesn't begin until we are all in. When they tell you to go back, when they tell you to go back to where you come from, tell them proudly that you come from America. Here we know one another by our love of liberty, when in fact, we are liberated by our love for one another. We understand that a house divided cannot stand. So let us make a pact to be the country that acts as compassionate as we are courageous. Today, be compassionate. Be passionate. Be courageous. Be the roar against anyone who would doubt this dream you call home. We the people. We the people live in a less than perfect union that accuses the vulnerable and never the top class and race. When children are illegal and intolerance bans humans, I wonder who we the people are in the first place. We the people meant all lives matter, but we are white lives living a coincidence. When you're not male or pale, you get destroyed for demonstrating dissidence. When the color of his skin gives a killer assumed innocence, but still we rise up, advocate, and activate with the people's diligence. Let's speak names to we the people so they are not lost in executive order's lines. Protect them from prick of tweet, pen, bullet, or steeple. Sturdy our spines to keep making signs and reading the signs. It's hectic, apocalyptic. They're skeptics, but we can be united. For what makes America great is diversity and democracy reignited. In excitement, they call for an indictment, but I think 4 years are far too far-sighted. What can the enlightened do now for the blighted so wrongs are righted? We the people are brave enough to love this country's creed. We the people love this country enough to question its misdeeds. We the people question enough to build upon this foundation. We the people erect an improved hilltop of a nation. Indivisible by where we come from or who we are born, we the people are those who let freedom ring, so that no matter how we love, talk, pray, or mourn, this America too is ours to build and ours to sing. We make the globe smaller. We make the globe smaller so we can dream bigger. So the dream need not wait. Here we do good so that the world might be great. The stones come to dance. The stones come to dance, parachuting up. Four black rocks gasp slowly for air like fish in a daze. My feet dart ripples in the water, cool and near as knives. Wind aching to peel down my pants. It sings my skirt off my skin, ripped in fishbone too. It wants inside me the black girl reading by the river. And I may just be the black girl reading by the river. And there's something too familiar in what the wind runs toward. The thought churns blood wild, iron softened into dew. I tell the wind I've seen worse things than dress billowing, a gaze that killed me. A boy that took, dressed as a man, who panted on my face till it burst, till my red tissue was eaten white. His lips rolled thick like sausage meat. Thanks to him, my tongue always sags with cotton. Words quiver in my mouth, marred by moths. Many men I've met can't name themselves. Don't know you can't bloom what is broken or ajar or worse. Look at the stones popping up and out like the craze of a fool's kneecaps. Does the river roll for the town at lamplit blue? The sun, a golden retriever, chases the stick God threw over the horizon. Unlike the wind, he didn't catcall in the street. The egg-white beast running all the yolk of a thousand Sundays. Now I pray for them to be alive. Then I can sow a day brimming with all the maize who died before me. A twilight pantheon, big-boned with the swords of survivors at the river. A hill fisted so tight no wind can peel inside. Only the many few who gasped in blackness, pulling oxygen from the mud sweet. For once we'd ripped loudly from laughter and nothing more. Skinned stones living in the river wink. Sister, me too. Us too. Been blazed the brightest black from this rampant beating of waves. We always dance when our bodies break against the shore. Won't you be my sister? Mark me a ripple. Make me a piercing drop of froth at the lip of a wave. Just so I can be but a note in the roar of this cresting ocean. Name me a breath. Know me as air. Dancing nude in the treetops, just so I can be but a sigh in the cry of this changing wind. Call me heat. Claim me red. A flash writhing in fervor, just so I can be but a spark in the pulse of a newborn flame. Hear me as woman. Have me as your sister. On purpled battlefield, breaking day, so I might say our victory is just beginning. That you and I are women no longer trying to woo men, holding the truth to be self-evident that all genders are created equal. See me as change. Say I am movement, that I am the year and I am the era of the women. These we know as truths. These we know as truths, not wonders. The miracle isn't just in a girl being the first. It is in seeing that which is non-existent. It is her seeing the blank space of an untouched sky and sculpting her own dreams into the emptiness. a girl who is the first in a vision in and of herself. Fruit stand. I thought to love was to be broken open. His tongue carved out the red in my mouth like a knife gutting the meat of a watermelon. I knew love like honeysuckle's nose spoon. When he touched me, I felt my insides scooped out onto bed, a black wet crop too bitter to savor. I wish I could speak with lemonade on my tongue, milk and honey lacing my teeth, but I am more vinegar, cinnamon, and black vanilla, a rind's sour darkness I hope deters men from devouring my sweet over and over. I've always been a thistle of a woman. And now some poetry by the famous Langston Hughes. I begin with Mother to Son. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up in places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time I's been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps, 'cause you'll find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I's still going, honey. I's still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Dreams by Langston Hughes. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. The Weary Blues by Langston Hughes. Droning a drowsy syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon, I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of an old gaslight, he did a lazy sway, he did a lazy sway, to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues! Swaying to and fro on this rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues, in a deep song voice with a melancholy tune, in a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. It's gwine to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 thump went his foot on the floor. He played a few chords and he sang some more. I got the weary blues and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues and can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more and I wish that I had died. And far into the night he crooned that tune. The stars went out and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock or a man that's dead. Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great, strong land of love, where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme, that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark, and who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog-eat-dog, of mighty crush the weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean. Hungry yet today, despite the dream. Beaten yet today, O pioneers. I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true, that even yet its mighty daring sings in every brick and stone, in every furrow turned. That's America, the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left the dark Ireland shore and Poland's plain and England's grassy lee, and torn from black Africa's strand, I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today? The millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed and all the songs we've sung and all the hopes we've held and all the flags we've hung. The millions who have nothing for our pay except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that never has been yet and yet must be, the land where every man is free, the land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes. Me, who made America, whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain, must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must take back our land again, America. Oh, yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains, and the endless plain. All the stretch of these great green states, and make America again. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner. If you have any suggestions, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at 508-797-1117. That's 508-797-1117. Or email us at info@audiojournal.org. Have a great day.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.